Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, our Lord Jesus, through this parable, gives us a strong warning against that insidious weed of work righteousness that so easily arises in our hearts. It is a fitting thing that we have a double punchline at the end of this parable. The first says, "The last shall be first, and the first last." And then the second one says, "For many be called, but few chosen." So let's consider this salutary warning of Jesus Christ for us to take very seriously. First of all, we must realize that the vineyard to which the laborers are called to work is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like, begins the parable. So when we see the workers working in the vineyard, this is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ calling us into his kingdom to serve the Lord and to serve our neighbor in his kingdom. And notice that the initiative is completely with the Lord. The laborers are simply people to whom he comes. And he comes to each one and calls them to labor in the vineyard. So these workers represent us. We have been gathered into the Holy Church of Christ. We have been given jobs to do, and we have been invited to trust in the righteousness and goodness of the Lord. He says to those whom he hires, "Whatsoever is right, that I will give you." And with these words, the Lord Jesus reminds us that we go into his vineyard and we serve in the vineyard on the basis of trust in the rectitude, goodness, mercy, and graciousness of the Lord of the vineyard. This is very important. It is all of grace, God's mercy and favor. It is not all of our doing. But here's the catch. We so easily, every one of us to some degree or another, we so easily fall into the trap of thinking that somehow God owes me something. Somehow I deserve something. And this doesn't express itself better than when some kind of setback or some kind of adversity or sorrow comes into our life. And we get that kind of petulant impatience with God in which we are disappointed in him because he has failed me or he has somehow not lived up to his end of the bargain. I expected more from the Lord and I didn't get it. And very often this is the way that we think, even if we will not say it out loud. We have these thoughts in our minds that come to us and we say, you know, I thought I was going to get a better deal than this. I thought things were going to be a whole lot more hunky-dory than this. My life hasn't turned out the way I planned it at all. And my goodness, what does it pay to serve the Lord? Right? That, you know what that is? That's the old Adam inside you. That's your sinful nature. Because, you know, the old Adam is a religious creature. He is as religious as you want to be. But his religion is the religion of man. And man's religion says this: if you do good things will happen to you. If you play by the rules, your life will go smoothly into heaven eventually. But if you mess up, nothing but judgment and punishment will come. Now that's man's religion. Man's religion. If you do good, God will reward you. See, God, to the old Adam, is the great Santa Claus of the universe. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. And he's going to find out who's naughty or nice. And when he comes back, everybody's going to get their comeuppance, except for those who deserve special consideration. And that's the old Adam's religion. Right? And it's easy for us, especially in times of trouble, especially in times of woe, it's easy for us to buy into that. So everybody is having a good time working in the vineyard. And each hour of the day, people are added to the workforce. Right? And even at 5 o'clock, 1 hour before quitting time, a bunch of guys show up and start working. And the first guys, you know, they think it's kind of funny. I mean, what is the boss going to do? Cut the penny into tiny little sections? Ha, 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 right? And so evening comes, the pay hour. Evening comes, and the boss says to his manager, he says, all right, listen, give the men their pay, but begin with the last and work your way to the first. Start with the last and work to the first. So the guys that were hired at 5 o'clock, they come along and they receive every man a penny, a day's wage, right? Every man a penny. And there's this like almost audible, what? Right? The first, what? Right? And then everybody else gets paid, and they come to the first guys. And the first guys are now, oh man, this is great. If he gave them a penny, he's got to give us twice or three times that much. And they receive every man a penny. What? What? A penny? Right? And they are offended. And it says, they murmured against the goodman of the house. They said bad things about the Lord. They gave voice to their discontent and their resentment and their anger. They deserve more than this. And they murmured and said, these last useless, good for nothings, who didn't even start working until 5 p.m. These guys have only worked 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. What does it pay to serve the Lord? When he treats people like this, he gives it away free to bums and to those of us who have really worked hard and been really diligent and faithful. He just throws crumbs. What does it pay? What does it pay? What this reveals, my friends, what this reveals is that there are many people who are professing Christians, but somehow, sometime, they have allowed the bitter fruit of self-righteousness to crop in. And so, when they see others being treated generously, they resent them for it. And they look at God's generosity to others, and the only thing that enters their mind is this: what am I? Chopped liver?
Yeah.
All right? What am I? Chopped liver? And they get filled with resentment, and they begrudge, you know, like the old seasoned church member who begrudges the young whippersnapper who comes into the church and really does a whole bunch of good things, and the old stalwart is jealous and envious and resentful against the young upstart. Right? What's going on there? It's that sinful human nature that's trying to assert itself and come to the fore. Now, when we see that happening in our lives, we got to kick him in the head, throw him back in his coffin, and throw dirt over the top of it. You do not coddle and reason with old Adam. You kick him back into his grave and shove dirt on top of him. We call it repentance. We call it turning away from sin and turning to God. The Lord Jesus is showing us two things here. He's showing us that, number one, when the kingdom is all about God's grace, the standard of measure is different. In the kingdom of heaven, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last, because it's all a gift of grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see that? And so he's teaching us this, and he's teaching us to beware of the coming into our hearts and the flourishing and the flowering of a godless attitude that prevails in us, even when with our lips we profess to believe in Jesus Christ. And yet we have bitter hearts, and we do lots of things in the church, and we do lots of things, but we do them with a resentful heart, because we feel somehow we've been slighted, somehow we have not been recognized the way we think we ought to be recognized, and a root of bitterness crawls into our hearts, and we become like these grumpy gusses. He says to them, wait a minute, didn't you agree with me for a penny a day? Right? Wasn't that what we agreed on at the beginning? And he says, listen, is it not lawful for me to do what I want with my own stuff? And we have to admit, yes, it is absolutely lawful for God to act in accordance with his good and gracious will. Right? And then he asks them the question, is thine eye evil? You got that sourpuss look on your face because I'm good? You're all grumpy about my goodness? He says, take what is thine and trot along. Go thy way. All right? You worked for your hourly wage. You got your hourly wage. Now run along. Right? Now, this is an ominous word. It's the same as when you read in the Sermon on the Mount. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says of certain hypocrites, he says, they do what they do to be seen by men. And then he says, don't be like them, for they have their reward. And that's an ominous word. What Jesus is saying there is he's saying all they were looking for was the recognition of men. And they got that and nothing more. And so here, these grumpy gusses who were hired first in the morning, who had within them a seed of resentment that they may not even have been aware of until they saw God's grace to others. And then what was lying dormant within them sprang to life. And they were filled with murmuring and complaining against God. And the Lord is pictured here as one who says, take your penny and trot along. Are you begrudging me the ability to do what I want with my own stuff? Is your eye evil because I am good? And then he says, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last, for many are called. In baptism, in the preaching of the gospel, many are called, but few are chosen, because they cut themselves off from the source of life and light and salvation by allowing this malignant spirit of the old Adam to flower up and strangle out the sweet face of grace, mercy, and truth. So, how are we going to draw this to a conclusion? Remember, the kingdom, the vineyard is the kingdom of grace. The kingdom of grace is the Holy Christian Church. You have been called into this kingdom where you serve the Lord. Your calling from A to Z is one of mercy and grace. God is the one who has come to you. He has received you. He has made his promises to you. And he invites you to serve him in the light of his good and gracious promises that are backed up by his holy righteousness, mercy, and his honor. And he invites you to serve the Lord, to live in that, in faith. And let's keep that in the front of our minds. And when we see that old Adam weaseling up out of his grave and putting his hands up through the earth, we got to kick him back down into his grave where he belongs. You can't be nice to the old Adam. You got to put him to death through repentance and faith, because the old Adam will lead us into bitterness, resentment, and we'll end up as those who were called but not chosen. Amen.